We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Do not forget about Vinny's side piece. He is doing her tonight, 7 o'clock.
That's right. It's an hour.
Yep, an hour on Alt 105.
Yeah, check me out over there tonight, 7 o'clock. It's fun around here at my house around that time because the missus is supporting me, which I'm not really used to having happen.
Aww.
Not her in particular, just in general.
Well, normally you wouldn't even be around if you were on the radio, you know?
Right.
So this is an hour that you're doing
so weird
from your house.
She's like, okay, everyone, 15 minutes. And I'm just all, oh, this is so weird. And
you know
what?
It's great, though, and the kids should see what you do, and I think that's a perfect opportunity.
Sure. So it's fun. It's neat. Hopefully you'll tune in. Listeners are wanted. We really need your support. So if you wouldn't mind, dial up Alt 105 tonight from 7 to 8. It's classic alternative. Sorry. It's classic alternative and heavy alternative, and it's tonight, 7 to 8. Now hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Yet another way to listen to your radio. You can get the app on your phone and then bring radio wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's what's happening. I'm going to begin with this story because I think it's important. I was not aware of it at all until I saw it on Billie Joe Armstrong's Instagram feed. And then I went to Instagram. But then I saw it on Steph Curry's Instagram feed.
Let me guess. It's the one that Michael Franti posted.
Michael Franti posted this story. Ahmaud Arbery is a young man that was killed. He was a 25-year-old unarmed black man jogging through a southern Georgia neighborhood back on February 23rd. And we're just getting this story now. His family and the attorney they've hired, they are the ones that released the video, which I have not watched, and I probably won't watch. I'm pretty sure I understand what happens. Go on.
Here's the rough story that I've heard, just the basic outline. A father and son hunt this guy down. They took video of it?
I don't believe they're the ones that took the video, no.
Okay, so this is somebody's home camera, like a Ring camera or something, or...
I don't know where they got the video.
Okay.
I just know the video is what got the story national press, which is what this story needed. So the attorneys for the family of the victim of racial profiling, they've put this out because they're trying to put pressure for an arrest. The two men that killed this young man are not under arrest. They have not been arrested. The local government is saying Georgia courts are largely closed through June 12th, so we have not been able to convene a grand jury on the charges. Now, a grand jury, as I understand it, is brought in when they feel like there's not enough evidence and they want to bring in the general public sort of opinion to decide whether this case should be actually tried or
they
whether
hand down
the grand
an indictment.
Jury says, yeah, we don't think you're going to be able to win this case. Don't spend the taxpayer money on it or whatever, right? So that's what they're saying, that we can't get to this. Attorneys believe this guy is a victim of racial profiling. He was jogging through a neighborhood, minding his own business, when these two people murdered him. Arbery was killed after being followed and confronted by Gregory and Travis McMichael. This was, I guess, the afternoon of February 23rd in the Satilla Shores neighborhood where they lived. This guy, the young man who was jogging, apparently he's a runner. He does it all the time. It's his thing. Gregory McMichael, the father and son team that killed this guy, Gregory's the dad, he told police he believed Arbery was the person seen on surveillance video breaking into homes and decided to take all of this into his own hands. So they grabbed their guns and chased him down. Gregory says, I was in my front yard when I spotted Arbery, and he and his son grabbed their guns from inside the house because they didn't know if he was armed or not. Meanwhile, he's jogging. You can pretty much see what someone's carrying. But okay.
And I'm guessing in the middle of the afternoon in Georgia, even in February, it's warm enough that this guy is not wearing like a parka.
The father and son got into their truck and they chased this guy down. They were shouting to him to stop. We want to talk to you. Of course, there they are with shotguns.
Yeah. And guess what? They're also not the police. Stop. I want to talk to you. No, you're harassing me. There needs to be arrest made. And frankly, too bad for you that we're in home confinement and we can't convene a grand jury. You're going to have to rot in jail.
So I do this story this morning because I'm ashamed that this still happens. And
it's horrifying.
It's as a person who I have black friends, but I don't know how and I don't know why they want to be friends with anyone that's white when this stuff happens. I don't know what to say, how they would feel, how they could stay friends with people who they feel like hunt them down and kill them. What are you supposed to say about that, right? It's awful. Like Michael Franti, someone who posted that, and you just go, he's got the biggest heart and he's the kindest man, but how can he not have some bitterness in his heart when he sees stuff like that?
It
sucks.
It's awful. Well, because you know what we do as human beings? We meet other human beings and we get to know them, and we, you know, that we find common ground with each other as we talk and get to know each other. And you know, those things fall away from when it's people that you know. It's the people who just blindly feel the way that they feel. And, oh, this guy's got to be up to something because he's running and black while he's doing it.
Right.
And we're going to hunt him down. It's horrifying.
From that,
the video is taken by somebody in a car that's approaching the scene.
Oh, okay. You're saying this is a like some random dash cam video?
It looks like somebody's holding the phone though, and it's so I'm wondering how they're so prepared. But the news is saying that they don't know who it is. It's anonymous.
Oh well,
we all have our cameras,
and they don't want to be hunted down and killed by this family either.
Right.
If there's a scene like that happening in the street and you have your phone, I can see why you'd pull it out and take video of that. It was
clearly, then not want to claim ownership of it later because they're a dangerous bunch.
Right. So anyway, I just thought that story needs to be done here right off the bat. I'll skip now to something a little easier.
All right.
Disneyland. Oh, wait. Maybe it's...
Yeah, sorry, this isn't easier. Hold
this
on.
This is not the time to make a crack about the cow thing that I brought up yesterday. Although, boy, you people really are passionate about what Goofy is.
Well, he's a dog.
I can't believe it. And it's the first thing my wife asked me when I walked out of the office yesterday. So what happened? What is Goofy? I'm like, well, apparently he's not a cow because, sheesh.
Whatever he is, not a cow. It's obvious he's a dog. I mean, I don't know why it ever came up. Because
I saw it on Instagram and it was top of mind, and I just thought, oh,
no, I'm not talking about why it came up on the show. I can see that. I mean, I just like, why did anyone ever question what Goofy is? What else could he be? An oversized rodent with floppy dog ears and a dog nose?
I'm pretty sure the confusion comes from there's Pluto. He's a dog, and yet he's more like a dog. So Goofy...
Like the lore of Disney is if a dog is a dog and acts like a dog, all future dogs must also act like dogs and not wear clothes. Is that? I just don't understand why there can't be more than one
troll. A troll that's putting out bait so they can go.
Maybe.
I guess.
Sounds like it's more profiling to me, but I don't know what to say. I'm just going to move on to this part of the story. The happiest place on earth may soon be welcoming visitors.
Oh,
they're
really?
They're now looking at how they can reopen. There are U.S. locations. As we heard, Shanghai Disneyland will open on May 11th. One of the new safety measures will be a phased reopening, as in it looks like they'll gradually and partially reopen certain locations like the retail and dining areas will be open before the theme park will. They also are looking into technology and how they can use that to get people to pre-book their visits.
Yeah.
They want to implement some kind of physical distancing guidelines based on guidance from health authorities. They usually operate at 65,000 people a day. And they
in Disneyland
in
here.
Disneyland. And they don't expect they'll be able to have those kind of numbers arrive daily for a while. But having maybe half that come in, I'm sure somebody's crunching the numbers and figuring out what makes it worth opening up.
Right. And then staffing as well. I mean, there's going to be, you know, I'm sure a lot of those people were, well, maybe they furloughed them and they just call them back. And but some of them, I mean, you can't force someone who's to work who's uncomfortable. On the other hand, everyone needs a job right now.
Right. No, I think that the what someone's got to do is go, OK, this is what it costs to be open, including paying employees. This is
extra.
What it costs to get in. And are we going to make enough money to be open that day?
Right. What do we need to charge per person if we're only doing this many people? And
it's nice to hear. I want to go to Disneyland. I'm ready. I'm in.
Well, I wanted to. We all want to do a lot of things. Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see what happens with it, Ben.
How does the song go? Wait to go, Ohio. Is that it? Did I get it?
Yeah.
That's a Pretenders, right?
Ayo. Yeah.
Okay.
Why,
Ohio, look at you go.
What are they doing?
There's a 50-year-old woman named Katrina Morgan. She lives in Port Clinton, Ohio. You familiar with it?
I am not, sir.
Me neither. This 50-year-old woman, Katrina Morgan, dialed 911 on Saturday night. They say she was drunk.
Oh.
And she called 911 for help. She said, my woman area is on fire and I need a firefighter to come out and, quote, put it out with this hose.
Oh, she just wanted to bang a firefighter?
Then she hung up. The dispatcher called back and Katrina repeated that my, insert a word that we can't say on the air, my kitty is on fire and I need someone to come put her out.
So she's crank calling 911.
She's drunk, so I don't know if she's hoping maybe someone will come actually do that or not. But emergency crews did go out to her house.
Did they?
They found nothing to be on fire. And Katrina was arrested for disrupting public service, making false alarms, and resisting arrest.
Well, sounds like she had a fun night anyway, right?
Well,
I mean, excitement out of her house.
You know, our frontline workers had to leave their...
Yeah.
Building and go out and deal with this lady in the middle of all this stuff. And
lucky.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Go, Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, where'd you go? Is it way to go? It's where'd you go?
Oh, I thought it was to way go. To go. I don't know. I'm not really.
Way to go.
Wait, A-O, wait. Way to go.
Way to go, Ohio.
Way
yeah, I think she's.
Go,
I think
Ohio.
She's saying they sold out, right?
I truly don't know.
Yeah.
God,
right.
I've been saying, where'd you go, Ohio, all this time?
You have?
Yeah.
Well, how... where'd you go, Ohio? Oh, it kind of could be either one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lyrics do say, way to go, though.
Well, you know what, though? Somebody wrote those out.
That's true.
Well, no, she would have had to write them out to get that thing registered with whatever publishing company.
You know who does these when you type in lyrics for? People who have no effing idea what the song says. I mean, I use those constantly and they're wrong all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not... Who the hell?
You think the database...
Oh, let me hear it again. That
from...
did sound like way to go.
That was a different one, a different from a different course. Hold on, let me go back one time.
I didn't.
That does sound like way to go. Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
I thought the spirit of the song was about Ohio selling out and completely building up the town that she used to love. Like,
I went back to Ohio,
right?
My pretty countryside had been split down the middle. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
by a government that had no pride.
Well, yesterday it was as goofy a cow. Today it is way or where to go, Ohio.
Yeah, don't worry. It's fine. We're going way to go. It fits better with what we're doing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Let's see here. From your listener in Georgia. Tomorrow they're asking the community to run 2.23 miles in honor of Ahmaud Arbery. His birthday is tomorrow, and 223 wow. is for the date that he was killed. Please participate. Hashtag I run with Maud is the hashtag for this virtual run. Best wishes and good health to all our family and friends.
Are you going to do it? I don't run.
I run.
Maybe I'll walk.
Sure, I'll run. The two men had a friend with them that filmed everything that put it online for friends to see. The father posted online how his son was a hero.
Oh.
Okay, I didn't know that part of it, but that's one of the reasons I wanted to mention it, because this can't just go unmentioned. We won't do the story five times, but I needed to do it once.
And like you said yesterday, I mean, I'm telling you, that was the first time this picture started popping up, and we clearly follow a lot of the same people, and I just went, oh my God, what is this? And then you read the story and go, holy crap, the video thing I did not know about.
Yeah, the video part, now I'm seeing from people who are texting in, there's some are saying it's anonymous, others are saying, no, this person was with them. So it's hard to know, but hopefully this gets by the pressure of the United States staring at Georgia. I think it will get the DA there to jump into action.
And yeah, let's hope so.
That's the hopeful result of this conversation is that we see the pressure is put on that little tiny spot.
And they round up their murderers and get them off the street. How about that, Georgia?
Hey, Vinny, I don't usually listen to radio at night, but I added you to my Outlook calendar to remind me to listen tonight. Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
So much. I appreciate your support. I'll try not to let you down. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Dungeons and Dragons. I think we're going to start there. We're all at our houses. Time for a little D&D action.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.